Word is that your tight ends are going to see more catches or more receptions this year.
Or catch a lot of balls in practice. Is that a good indication?
Yeah. Is it more of an emphasis this year than it was last year at this
time? There's I mean, there's no question that, you know, you say under Coach Whipple's offense that as a eligible receiver, you better get ready because that ball can come to you at any time. You know, whether matchups or coverage, if the quarterback sees it here as the best advantage to the play, the ball's coming to, you know, that person. So So the tight ends have caught, you know, more passes in spring practice, like really all positions have caught more. Not that the run game's been de-emphasized, but we're just catching a lot of passes.
I think those guys in your group got discouraged at all last year, just, you know, playing that spot and, you know, not really getting the looks and the targets and things like that throughout the season.
Well, you could say that if you just look at the numbers. Okay, here's the stats. You look at facts and figures, and, you know, why would it not be discouraged? I think the one thing that was really nice about the room a year ago is it wasn't like they complained. I mean, it was, hey, I'm a team player. The team was on a quest to do something that was unique and special, and they stayed focused that way. Now you'd like to, you know, every room wants to score 20 touchdowns. Every team wants to make sure you're scoring 100 points, but it doesn't always work like that. But when you're winning, and winning some of the proper to right games, and it's a fun season.
You've worked with, you know, a lot of different offensive coordinators, offensive-minded head coaches. What's kind of been the thing that you've noticed about Coach Whipple so far this spring that kind of makes him stand out?
Well, I've been very blessed and fortunate in my, I guess, now 35 years of coaching to be around a lot of, you know, quality people and good coaches. And, you know, Coach Whip has a knack. He's a, you know, a quarterback guy. He's got a fluid personality. You know, in his brain, he wants to, you know, coach and have fun, which, you know, rubs off on the players. They want to do the same. So, you know, it makes coming to work, you know, even that much more energized.
Did you know him, or had you crossed paths with him?
Very, very little. Very little. I mean, you know, he went to high school in Arizona, so did I. So there's a lot of people that, you know, he knows and I know. So there's some, you know, obviously quick casual talk there. But, you know, my crossings in the coaching world were very small, a few, you know, recruiting, but, you know, but not a great deal.
How has Will Gregg been progressing this spring?
He's caught a lot of balls. Mm-hmm. You know, and of course, I think very much like Scott Orndorff did a couple years ago going into, you know, your senior year, that, you know, blocking is part of football, and, you know, if you want to improve as your chances of going forward, you got to obviously put your face in there and block people. So he's given great intent to that this spring. I think Coach Andrews and the weight room have done that kid a lot of good because he's gotten a lot stronger just since January, and he'll have obviously all the rest of spring and summer to continue to get stronger. And strength's important at this level of football.
Do you think he was maybe too one-dimensional in his focus last year?
No. Because, you know, obviously we're still trying to preach, you know, blocking, because that is part of the play when you're a tight end. You are still an extension of the offensive line. But I just think it was, you know, not new to him, but I mean it's new to him. And, you know, now it's, you know, get your hands dirty, put your face in there, get your nose bloodied up, and let's go have some fun.
As he develops that, I mean, do you feel like there's pretty high potential or a lot of potential for what he can do in the passing game?
In the passing game, yes. Yeah, and he's showing that because he's catching balls out here in practice and, you know, getting down the field. And, you know, we've gone through how many springs, and I want to say he's had, you know, I look at the negative, one drop. You know, good, you got one drop. Well, that's one too many, but at least, you know, the ball's in the air, he's snatching it. You know, it's at least chance it gets thrown to him is being caught.
This is his last year, so, you know, it's now or never for him in college football. And has he been challenged, I guess, with bringing in a grad transfer in Nakia?
Well, you know, let me tell you something. When Nakia came on his official visit, he spent a fair amount of time with Will. And there was a pretty good initial bond because I think both of those guys are quality people. And they know that, you know, when you play this game, winning's a lot more fun when you're winning. We all have aspirations and goals, you know, individually, but there's an ultimate factor with the team, and I think both those guys are team players.
What do you think you guys will get out of Nakia? I mean, what do you see from him that made you want to bring him in?
Well, it's one more player from a depth standpoint. You're always liking to have, you know, five tight ends on a team. You know, you can't have 85 offensive linemen and one tight end, so the balance has got to work out for us. And, you know, Nakia's played Big Ten football. He's competed in games. He's played the Michigans, the Ohio States, the Penn States, so he knows what it's like to play at that level, and he's going to graduate, and we'll see him in the summer.
Who named you Timmy Turbo?
What's that?
Who named you Timmy Turbo?
You know, that's a good question. It was Dave Andrews named me that.
Because you're so good in the weight room?
No, not in the weight room. No. Not these things. No. I guess because I go 25 hours a day, 8 days a week. Mm-hmm.